This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English with me, Jackie Dalton. This week, we'll be hearing from a Nobel Prize winner about something called social business, which is aimed at fighting poverty. And with me to do that and look at some of the language that comes up is Amber Barnfather. Hello, Amber.
Hi, Jackie.
Amber, as ever, I'm going to start with a question for you. An entrepreneur is someone who starts new business or new business deals to make money. Now, the question is, the word entrepreneur comes from the French verb entreprendre. Does that mean A, to take, B, to pull together, or C, to undertake?
I think I can guess the second half of the word means take, and it seems to be a compound of two words. I think I'll go for to undertake.
OK, well, we'll find out at the end of the programme whether or not you're right on that one. Now, though, let's hear from Mohamed Yunus, who won a Nobel Prize for his work on helping people living in poverty to get the money to start up their own businesses. Now, he's very keen on something called social business. As you listen to this clip, I want you to answer this question. What, according to Mohamed, is social business?
The business that we know now is about making money. It's about maximization of profit. Social business is a business which aims at doing good to others, not to yourself.
So Mohamed Yunus said that the business we do now, so not social business, is about maximization of profit. What does he mean by that term?
I think, put it at simplest, it means that you make as much money as you possibly can. You make your profits as big as they possibly can be. In business, your profit is the money you've made, the money you've got left over after you've paid your staff and your telephone bill and so on.
OK, and Mohamed Yunus says that the business we do now is about maximising profit, whereas social business is business that aims at doing good to others, not to yourself. So instead of setting out to maximise profit for itself and for the people who own the business, social business will set out to maximise social benefit, so the good that it will do for other people. But when we think about organisations which aim to do good to other people and help fight things like poverty, we usually think about charities, don't we?
That's right. We think of organisations which exist to help people. I'm thinking of well-known international charities like Oxfam, Christian Aid, Red Cross and Red Crescent, who will help people who are suffering because of war, hunger, disease. Those are charities.
And these charities rely very much on donations, don't they? What's a donation, if you could just explain that word I used?
Well, donation, really, I think just means gift. So you give something which will help somebody else. If you give a donation, you are a donor.
You're listening to bbclearningenglish.com. Let's hear again from Mohamed now, who says that social business is actually different from these kinds of charities that we've just been talking about, because he says it actually does more than a charity would. Now, as you listen to him, try and get a sense of why he thinks social business is better than charity.
Business is something where you produce something, sell something, and recover your cost. That's a business. If it is you produce something and give it away, it becomes charity. There's a lot of foundations, there are a lot of charity organizations. But once you can transform this into business idea, as a social business idea, it becomes much more powerful. Charity dollar has only one life. You can use it only once and it's done. So if you want to repeat the same thing, you need fresh amount of money to do that. But if you can transform this idea into a social business, then the social business dollar has unlimited life. It recycles, it continues to do it, and it becomes an institution.
So we heard there that social business can go further. It can be better than charity because the money that you might give enables somebody to then make some money for themselves. Then they can go on making money. So the money goes round and round and makes more, if you like. It snowballs. So my money has been recycled by the person I gave it to. I think that's what we're hearing there, this definition of social business and how it's different from a charity where you give a money, it might pay for one thing, but that won't necessarily make any money for the person to whom you give it. Could you give us an example of a social business that's currently working, Jackie?
Yeah, I think one of the most well-known ones at the moment is the concept of microcredit, which was first started in Bangladesh. And this involves lending money to people who wouldn't usually be lent money because they're unemployed or they're living in poverty. And this money is there to help them look after themselves. For example, they can set up their own business. They might do things like start up a fruit stall or something. And the organisation that's lending the money aims to cover its costs like a bank would, which means it won't lose more than it gives, which is what makes it a business. But at the same time, it doesn't aim to get a lot of profit for the people who run it, so the money is injected back into the community. Well, it's almost time for the end of the programme, but before we go, let's find out whether your answer to the question at the beginning was right. The question was, the word entrepreneur comes from the French verb entreprendre. You got the answer correct. That means to undertake.
Thank you.
Well, do join us again in the next programme for more 6 Minute English. Thank you for listening. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.